That's right. When you see that a person is wishy-washy, when you see that the person is wishy-washy, how should you approach him? How should you tell him? Say, look, you know, I see you a little wishy-washy. Like, you don't want to be ugly. Yes, ma'am.
I would say, like, how to approach them.
Mm-mm.
This, I would be like, let me ask you something. Like, what are your intentions?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In just observation, you know, I see certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're trying to move forward.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And not relive the past.
Amen.
So what are your intentions? Mm-hmm. I just need to know. Mm-hmm. What are your plans?
What you doing?
What
yes.
You really mm-hmm. doing?
Amen. Amen. That's good.
That good.
You need to ask them, what's up with you?
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
And
amen.
And look, I'm going to throw a little gospel on them because a double-minded man is
unstable. Yeah. That's right.
You
want to
be over here, over there,
no.
You need to get it together.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You need to stand still and see the salvation of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
What you don't.
Yes. What you got going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you notice they're stingy, what should you do? What should you do when you think about them being stingy? Like, they got some stingy people. Stingy women, stingy men. I'm going out there. I'm going. Amen.
Stop pouring into them.
Stop pouring in.
Amen.
Stop opening your purse. Because they're raping your purse. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I would say, we match your energy. Baby, if you stingy, don't worry about it.
Yep.
This dancer said, we're going to match a little energy.
We're going to match energy.
Amen.
You get a little stingy, I'm going to get a little stingy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be a little bit more stingy than you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm going to drink my drink in front of you.
That's right.
They're going to be upset because what I think what a lot of people don't realize is everything we have comes from God.
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
helping you out of the kindness of my heart.
Yes.
If I'm helping you because God has blessed me to help you and you yes. take
right.
advantage of that,
yes.
you
yes.
are going to keep having bleeding pockets.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Keep, your stuff is going to yes. keep getting
yes. yes.
God's going to restore me because
yes.
he knows I was doing it from the right,
yes.
from the right heart.
Girl, pressure. You got it. Yes.
But if you're not
yes.
doing it,
yes.
he's going to
yes.
keep
yes. it. That's right. That's it. That's it. That's it.
But you know, but what you just said, Minister Lathan, there are people in your past whom they have been blessed by God. They have been, God has blessed them to be a blessing to you, and they have ridiculed you because in their mind they are better than you because they have more than you. But now the tables have turned,
mm-hmm.
and they like they don't see how you doing. It's God that's doing
yes.
it.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
God that's doing it.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
See, God is not a stingy God.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not. No,
he owns everything and he mm-hmm. gives all
yes.
to those that want him. The more you ask of God, the more he gives. He is a good God.
Yes.
He just wants you to have sense.
Yes.
With it. He just wants you to have wisdom with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll open the window and pull you out of blessing. You're going to have room to receive.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Some of y'all got cabinets full. You open the cabinet mm-hmm. and the can go to drop out and it's in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you got so much food in your house.
Mm-hmm.
He'll overflow your barns.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you know why your food overflowing? Because you feed other people.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And he keep on pouring back.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You give it away. By the time you give it away, it's back.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because God keep restoring.
Yes. Yes.
He thank keep replenishing.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
But when you stingy, he ain't going to get to it.
Amen.
God ain't never been stingy with us.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is like, a homemade pizza. You put what you want on it. Mm-hmm. And you eat how much you want. Mm-hmm. But when you go to Domino's and Pizza Hut, they give you what you ask for, but it ain't what you want.
That's right.
And you only going to get just enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But God will overpull you with your own.
Yes, amen.
He'll just keep giving back, giving back, giving back, giving back. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our Pizza Hut turn into Domino's. Mm. Depending on who we're dealing with. Mm. Now, you know Pizza Hut's the better pizza. To me. Mm. Domino's ain't better than Pizza Hut. Domino's ain't better than Papa John's. No. Domino's ain't better than Marco's. Not to me. I don't know about CC's. I never ate CC pizza. So I don't know what CC pizza like. I think Domino and CC about the same. Amen?
Amen.
Less quality. Mm-hmm. But I'm quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you quality.
Yes, Jesus.
So why should we stand for somebody who not giving us quality?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Why should we subtract from our ingredients?
Right. Hey, glory be to God.
So we can satisfy their recipe.
Ooh, that's so good. Right.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I went downtown with that.
Yes, you did.
Why? Why should we take shortcuts on our quality? So we could make their recipe work. Right. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. If God tell me to get golden medal flour, that's what I'm buying.
Amen.
If God tell me to get the finer cut of steak, that's what I'm buying.
Amen.
Because he's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Now, if you won't eat pork shoulder cut, that's on you. Because you're cutting God. That's between you and him. Mm-hmm. Go to James 1 and 17. And we're going to stay in James for a couple of scriptures. Then we're going to go to Corinthians. We're almost done. See, I thought I was going to take my time with this because this is something God says needed.
Amen.
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 Yes, indeed.
Amen.
He getting us ready, y'all.
Yes, Jesus.
God ain't made you to be single all your life.
Amen.
But he wants you to have sense when you get a partner.
Hey, right. Glory be to God.
And don't switch.
Hey, glory be to God.
Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all the lights in heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Every perfect thing comes from God.
Yes, Jesus.
So if you eating some good red beans and rice and good chicken, it comes from God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because God could have made that chicken sick. Mm-hmm. And you fried it and you got sick.
Right. Jesus.
Just think about it. Mm-hmm. He planned before the plan.
Yes, Jesus.
He planned before the meal. He wants you to have the best. James 1 and 5. This is how he wants you to have it when he give it to you. Mm-hmm.
If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
Amen. Amen. He said when he give you the finer things of life, have wisdom.
Right.
Don't let the pretty face or the figure eight shape jack you out your inheritance.
Right.
They just a person. It just like he gave you that one, he gave you another one that got the right qualities. Mm-hmm. You ain't dead. You saved.
Amen. Amen.
2 Corinthians 9 and 8.
and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Amen.
He'll give you the right people to share with. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
How about in prayer this morning? These were all the three scriptures. God bless
you. Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Hey,
glory. Bless your name, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It's always confirmation in
us. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I got a question for you, another one. This one here. I want y'all to really think about this. Suppose your mate is hiding something from you. What should you do? Should you snoop? Should you investigate, etc.? And if you snoop, what are you going to do when you discover what you was looking for? You're going to fight him. No, I'm just playing. I'm going to cut him. I'm going to cut you. Amen. Suppose your mate is hiding something from you. What should you do? Snoop? Investigate. And if you snoop, what are you going to do when you discover what you was looking for? Because you know most women are investigators. H.I. Private Eye. We be digging. And when we find out, our face be cracked. So what should you do? What should you do? Should you do it? Should you snoop? Come on. Shame the devil, tell the truth.
I don't think you should snoop, but I do. Right? God's working on me with that. And then this is another very petty thing that God's gotta get out of me. I hold it to the chest until I need it. They say something, I'm like, oh, but
here you go.
Yes. And I know that's not the right thing to do, but that is what I have done. Yes.
Coming out the fireplace with it.
So I'm interested to see how to deal with this. I need help.
She praying the wood.
I need help.
I'm going to say like an old saying, well, don't come out in the wash, going to come out in the rinse.
Yes.
Good.
I might not even have to snoop. If I have an inkling that something's going on, mm-hmm. it will be revealed.
Yes.
And I'm going to, not to tell my business, but I actually see something.
Yes.
With my ex, him and his, I'm going to say wife because they're not divorced, but him and his wife was texting back and forth. Like, you told me, oh, I don't like her. She blacked on everything. I don't deal with her, blah, blah, blah. And he y'all, oh, look at your baby. Oh, look at this. Da-da-da. And I was like, just so happened, we at the football game. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to the kids. I spin around. I see her texting her. And I'm just over his shoulder like this.
Who we be talking to?
Yeah. It wasn't a confrontation at the game. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should, you know, calm yourself down.
Yes.
And then be like, oh, so you sent us some pictures, y'all good? You know? Oh, my God.
It ain't never nothing like that.
Yeah, it ain't never nothing like that. But I feel like, you know, it's going to be revealed to you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I don't need to snoop. It's going to come to me.
What's done in the dark comes to the light.
Yep.
Amen.
First of all, as stupid as they are, they go, oh, excuse me.
I almost ran up out of here.
Stupid is what people. Amen.
Bring it.
Say, as stupid as they are, they're going to tell on themselves because they're going to start with the accusations. They are guilty and they're going to accuse you. And it's and like Sis says, it's not going to take long for their dirt to be revealed.
Amen.
And then when it's revealed, they're like, but I wouldn't do nothing. Food as all evidence.
Oh, right.
I ain't gonna cut you. Right. I ain't gonna burn it. I may hit you with that skillet.
Jesus.
But that's just me.
Right.
Amen. I love this. I'm loving this.
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm snooping.
Charlie Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
That's a good name.
If something comes my way, I feel it was meant for me to know it and for me to investigate it. I'm going to just keep it honest. It depends what it is. Some things are lightweight. It's just like, well, I'm going to just wait and see. You know, and some things, if I know we were dealing with it, it was an issue or whatever, then I'm coming back at that thing. I'm going to figure it out. I'm
going for the juggling thing.
Yes. Whatever it takes for me to bring it out to the forefront, because I feel like if they're hiding it, then they don't really want me to know. And it could really have a great potential of destroying.
Destroying you too. Hurting you.
And I will say, to piggyback off of that too.
Yes.
I won't snoop unless they've given me a reason, right? Like, I give people the benefit of the doubt, but if I know that your character, you've been lying, then okay, now we're gonna have a problem.
Now it's about to be on.
Yes. So, because I know a lot of stuff, like, if you're in a relationship, the enemy's always gonna try to play stuff in your mind. I'll pray about certain things. I'm like, God, if that's not what it is, then just take it out of my mind. God may take it out of my mind and might linger, you know, just stuff like that. But if they've given me a reason, oh, baby, you messed up.
You about to hit the bricks and slide down.
That's right.
Amen. Well, for me, I'm not a snooper. I'm not. That stuff be gone. But I always find out. I never look for it. It just come to me. And I'm like, I wasn't even looking for that. But God said, here you go. Because you wasn't looking and you prayed about it. I just let it sit right at the doorstep. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Jeremiah 33:3. God is so good. This is such a good conversation.
Yes, it is.
And I love it because we are all on one accord.
Amen.
You know, I love this. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come.
That's what I just said. I'm not a snooper. I never was. I can let stuff go and go and go and never dig it up. Now you see my sister on the other hand. She tries to encourage me to start digging. I do. She said, why you ain't never thought about it? I just don't. I guess because I'm so focused on what I'm doing.
Yes.
But I never was, but I can tell you this, I always found out. Because I wasn't looking. So God want us to go to him before we put our Inspector Gadget clothes on. And get our magnifying glasses. Amen. What should your limit be? Or how long will you deal with it when you do find out? When you find out what you were looking for, what should your limit be? Should you let them keep doing it until you walk on them? Or you can't, or you, because some people do it like this. They snoop, they find out, they don't say nothing. Then all of a sudden, boom, the door is open. And the skeleton fall out. So how long should you let them do it before you tell them like a T.I.?
So I'm ignorant.
She said she ignorant.
When it comes to relationships, I'm pretty dumb. I don't know. Certain things, like I said, I'll find out and I'll hold it. I'll just hold it right here until I just can't take it. If they try to be like, well, you
can't take it no more.
You da da da. Oh, I da 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 da. You da da da. We on top. We're blocked on everything.
So, no, you did it.
I'm trying to learn. I don't. I don't know, because I said.
She said she don't know, but she learned it.
Yeah.
She said she being honest. Anybody else? Okay, we go.
I'm gonna tell you what I do. When I do find out something, I do give second chances, even when second chances don't even need to be gave. But I always tell my friends, I have a term that say, I disappear like fog. And, you know, fog that 1 minute is gone. So once I reach that limit to be like, okay, you really not going to change, I just start backing off.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know I'm gone until they
give
me, let me close the door.
Yes. Amen. I'm loving it. Amen. That's good.
All I'ma say is, you gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Amen. That's good.
Like
yeah. Yeah. And hope you can get out of it when I fold you.
Yeah.
I know, cause sometimes you won't run up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This was a former life.
She cut 3 tires, didn't she?
This was before she found the Lord.
Just before I found the Lord.
There was one incident. Folks' clothes was thrown out on the side. No, first it started in the wind, but then it was on the sidewalk. And I had to think real hard whether I wanted to reenact Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Fire. And she ain't talking about the Holy Ghost.
I sure didn't. I didn't. I thought about it.
Amen. Oh,
yes.
Amen. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for deliverance.
Ooh. Hey! Hallelujah.
Thank you. Deliverance is mine.
Yes.
Jesus.
She said it is Christ.
We gonna go on into 1 Corinthians 10:13. We just gonna slide on in there. And talk about this here thing here.
Right.
1 Corinthians 10:13. Because this thing got hot up in here. Jesus.
The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so you can endure.
So you can stay out of jail. Escape.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes.
And duck out on that corporal punishment.
Yeah. Ooh, Jesus.
Matthew 18:21-22. God trying to help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he know a woman scorned.
Ooh, Jesus.
Is a bad girl.
Jesus.
No, not 7 times, Jesus replied. But 70 times 7.
70 times 7. That's how many times you gotta forgive me.
Jesus.
That's a long time.
Yes,
I think I was almost number 76 for past. Time 77.
Jesus.
I had to forget that joke. 77 times 77.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
It's just the way it is. And we cannot allow them to take us for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to forgive.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Should it be different if you are married? Should it be different? If you're in a marriage. Because it's easy to, yes, it's easy to tell that dude, look, or that female, hit the bricks, Rick. But when you're married, marriage is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because God says to what? Debt do you part.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, we just can't depart because you angry with me.
Right. Mm.
See why we got to be mature
yes.
in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some things that a person just got to grow out in marriage.
Right.
If you didn't catch it before you marry him, while you're in the marriage, you're trying to help them catch up. So guess what? When you help them catch up, at the you be the caught up and past it. Females always more mature than men. Let's just put that on the table. It's the truth. We know things way beyond our years. Because we nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
And we mothers. Mm-hmm. So we know things way beyond our... They got to play catch up. And as a married person, sometimes you are the helpmate. And you're the sanctified woman that sanctifies the husband. Mm-hmm. So you got to help him catch up.
Amen.
And if they got some mental stuff going on, you got to pray for that too.
Jesus.
And if they've been broken emotionally, you got to pray for that too. So you got to find yourself as the wife and a prayer warrior. Being the whole for him. Because he's broken. He's in half. So when they're in half, and God said to death do you part, that means... Ain't nothing else gonna separate y'all but him leaving or dying. 76. What departed us? We never were separated. What departed us? Death. So there's some things I just had to go through. I thank God I did. Because he left me not only with an inheritance of prayer, he left me with an inheritance of people of God.
Amen.
To support me.
Amen.
And love me and help me on my days that I miss him.
Amen.
So I do thank God for that.
Amen.
I thank God for a DTM family. The vision that he gave and he worked on before he left. So we could continue as a family and keep doing what God tells us to do. See, it's pros and cons to this thing. When you married, it's to death do you part. So you're going to put up with some stuff. And you're going to find out some stuff. Everything you can't say, I dismiss you. Now you got to set those what?
Boundaries.
And now if he pop you on your head, uh-uh. Then you go in the kitchen and get your best cast. No, I'm just joking. I was going to say, sharpen your best. You got... And show them we about to do some dead do your part up in y'all. We about to get deported. I'm about to part your head to the white meat.
Ooh, like the Red Sea.
For putting your hands on me.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes.
You ain't going to let nobody hurt you.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But there are some things spiritually you got to fight for.
Yes.
And pray
yes.
for them. You do. Because they don't have that nurturing and that empathy side of them that we have with God. Where we can reach God with one teardrop. First of all, you got to do them something hard to get them to cry. You can get one tear out that joker, you doing good. Because they're so hard, some of them, they won't even cry. So how God going to get inside that emotion and start manipulating that heart like only he can do?
Mm-hmm.
So while he's working on him, you got to be working in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And watching in prayer and comforting him. Amen?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
It says to death do us part in marriage. But there are things in the Bible that God says, even in marriage, it's not acceptable. Popping you on the head is one of them. Committing adultery and fornication is another.
Right.
If God gave me you and give me to you and you to me, why you got to add somebody else and make three?
Right.
Amen.
Because when you're sleeping with me, you're sleeping with them too.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you sleep with her, you sleep with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we in a menage a trois. Undercover. A spiritual menage a trois.
Jesus.
One that's not ordained by God.
Right.
That's why God tell you don't affiliate yourself. Because when you with a wife and a husband, y'all one now. And you sharing yourself with somebody else, that's the only three should be me, you, and Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So you about to quadruple up something now. You a bad when you want to quadruple up. We ain't doing that. The Bible says, not any sexual immorality outside the marriage bed and the marriage vow that you made between you, God, and him is acceptable to get rid of them. Because it's a degrading thing if they go out and bring you back something you can't get rid of. HIV is real. It's real. And for a season, we didn't hear about it for a while. But it's back on the map.
It is.
Yes. And it's bigger. Yep. It's larger. They got entire states in the United States infected. Entire cities.
Jesus.
Houston. Atlanta. Las Vegas, Los Angeles. Y'all better read.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, right here.
Jesus.
How many miles that is away? How many minutes? 45 to an hour. So you're going to drive an hour to get HIV? That's why you got to be careful.
Amen.
Because even in relationships outside the marriage, you need to be careful. I'm going to tell you, as the woman of God, don't even do it.
Amen.
To keep yourself.
Yes.
To be celibate. Because that's what God wants you to do. If you're not in a marriage bed, that means you shouldn't be having sex.
Amen.
Am I making myself plain?
Yes, man.
But if you go outside, protect yourself.
Amen.
Be wise. God didn't tell you to just be wise with your money. He's saying be wise with you.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Because you could get in these relationships and you could kick them out the door. And they gone 5, 10 down years down the line, you got something from them and don't know. Take your test. Go to your physicians. Get blood tests. Find out what's going on with yourself. We're going to relate and communicate because I'm going to show you my doctor's paper. I'll be negative. Yeah.
Amen.
Let me see her. What that thing is right there? Make that plan. What you taking that for? What that medication for?
Look it up.
That's right.
I know that's right.
We're going to sit together
yes.
and communicate some of this here.
And they have a medication now that people with HIV take where they don't even show up positive.
Nah, it's undetectable.
Yep.
So that don't mean you ain't got it, though.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
It's just undetectable.
Yep.
People need to know what undetectable means. We just don't see it right now.
Right.
No.
So how you know who you messing with?
Right.
Jesus.
Now, if that be your husband, that's a different story. Because you doing what you're supposed to. You at home. He bringing stuff to the house. You want to kill him then. But the way it is now, they believe in that premarital intimacy. So, suppose it don't work out. And God want to bless you with that new that husband that's going to do right, be right, live right, act right. Imagine yourself telling him that. I was in a relationship 5 years ago. It didn't work, but I got this here now.
Jesus.
That's cold. Jesus.
It's a reality.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And people, more than you know, find themselves in that type of conversation. Having to tell a person if they right. Because some of them ain't right. They'll kill you. They'll let you lay right there with them and get it.
Jesus.
What they got to lose? They already lost. Believe it. The best thing to do is mind yours. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We could do this, but we can't do this. We can go here, but we can't go here. Is it hard? Yeah, but run.
Amen.
They got some stuff you just got to run from. You do. In the Bible, they had people had to run. I'm not sure who it was, but one of the men in the Bible, one of the women wanted to sleep with him. In the Bible. I can't remember which one of them. Joseph. It's going to come. Joseph. He had to run.
Yes, he did.
She was married. And he said he won't get caught up in that.
He sure did. That's what he said.
He took off running. They got some things you just got to run. Ain't no coward in that. Ain't no coward in staying alive.
Amen.
Right. That part.
It's degrading to have to sit down with somebody and tell them that. It's so. And don't say you meet the person, y'all get married, and it never showed up before you got married. And you got it. You get checked and it's positive. And he get checked and it's negative. Do you think that person gonna want to stay with you?
No.
Then you find yourself taking less. Because you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to sleep with them and mess them up. Even if you protect yourself, you feel like you're going to mess them up. And it takes the joy out of the marriage. Because you don't want to have to be in a marriage the whole time like you in the street. Walk around with boxes in your pocket. I told y'all. That's how I do it. That's how I roll. I try, Lord. Y'all know, pray for me. What's your purse name, Trojan? This Trojan brand purse. It's the truth. What's the name of that purse? Latex?
Lord Jesus.
You better know I'm serious.
Amen. Amen.
It's selfish to do that to somebody.
It is. It was selfish.
You talking about wanting to cut somebody's throat. It's too late. And think about that person that went got another wife. Jeez. That wasn't with you. That family going through the same thing. Because they got to wake up in the morning and deal with this dude who left you like that. Now he got her like that. Or vice versa. Now she got him like that. It is a violation of the marriage covenant. When you go outside your marriage and mess with somebody else. Jesus. Do they do it?
Yes.
Yes.
We ain't just talking about the unhealthy benefits of it. That's why you got to set healthy boundaries.
Amen.
If you could do it, try to stay away from it. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, Lord, you better buy those purses with them names on them. Mm-hmm. Put them under your arm and carry. I'd rather see you carry that kind of purse, name brand purse, than go get Gucci. Gucci ain't helping you right now. Lord, make it plain, Pastor.
Amen.
You're making it plain from love.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
I want y'all to live and not survive.
Yes, Jesus.
And not die out there.
Yes, Jesus.
We're going to have a date outside the house.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
In two separate calls. Mm-hmm. Meet me in the public. For you be public enemy number one. Because I hurt you. You crisscross me and it ain't the cross.
Jesus.
That's bad.
That's bad.
It's true though.
I don't know.
See, boyfriends and girlfriends, they could be replaced. But don't let them leave a deposit that you can't spend.
It's so good.
Or that's going to make you spend. Because when you finish going to them doctors, you're going to spend some money. So won't you go to the head of the doctor, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And father and be obedient to his will. So he add a blessing to your life. Instead of letting Satan give you a reputation that's tarnished. That you too ashamed to talk to somebody because it don't just flow in your body. It flow outside too. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this was a in touch session, a family Q&A. They wait today. And we talked about, Lord, the things, the facts of life. Lord, we talked about relationships, communication, how to properly and do things the way you want us to do it. How to release those things that's releasable. How to help us, Lord, encourage us to do things the right way, your way,
yes, Jesus.
And your will.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we love you. We don't take this lesson for granted. Mm-hmm. We learned something from this today.
Yes, Jesus.
And we appreciate the knowledge and wisdom that you give us.
Yes, thank you.
So we can make it just one more day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.